range at this point is less than a tenth of a mile. The vehicles are closing at about 4 feet per second. The poor quality of the television picture is due to a weak signal strength. The communications engineer here in the control center is looking into it to see what can be done, perhaps on the ground, to improve the signal strength.
Okay. Houston and Terry's, the station keeping at about 100 feet, closing in a little more for the pictures of the service module and command module.
Roger, Al. We've got you on television, and it's looking beautiful.
Okay, anytime you're ready, Al.
Okay, we got you, Stu. Go ahead, turn around. We'll photograph you.
Hey, Stu.
Okay, I'm going to turn the TV off here.
Stu, looking at the ascent stage of the lamp, it looks like there's something hanging loose from the bottom of it, a piece of wire or insulation or anything. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to wait until we got in a little closer. It's probably part of the separation plane there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we concur on that.
I'm going to turn the TV off here before I blast it into the sun on this pitch around, Bruce.
Roger. And, Stu, we'd like to confirm that you got the LEM weight of 5,700 pounds loaded in the DAP prior to docking.
Okay.
Okay, I see a smooth loop there.
Hey, that's no problem, Bruce, because I dock in, I'll go free, and then I'll get all that squared away. But I'll load it in.
Roger out.
Okay, stand by one here. Okay, I shall do a loop later.
Okay, make it smooth.
And around we go.
Show us a little style. Oh, you look good.
There I was at 240,000 coming over the top.
That's our home away from home.
Would you believe 360,000?
Yeah. Okay, Houston, Kitty Hawk's doing an extremely smooth loop. We're sitting at 70 feet, watching him go around. He looks very clean.
we would expect to get a television picture back once Stu Roosa has completed maneuvering in the command module to the proper attitude for docking.
Nice and clean, Stu. I'll come in a little closer to save you some gas.
When you get a chance on panel 16, would you check the ASA and AEA circuit breakers? We've lost data from the AEA only, over.
They're both in.
Thank you.
Is that close enough?
Yeah, that ought to do it.
TV picture. And Terry's, this is Houston. Request low bit rate aft Omni, over.
You want low bit rate aft Omni? Let me see. I wouldn't come in much closer than that, Al. Aren't you going to do your wrong? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. starting my roll.
Houston, this is Terry, how do you read?
Terry, this is Houston. We'd like to get the steerable up. Pitch 170, yaw plus 55, high bit rate, and request that you and Kitty Hawk do not make contact until we establish good telemetry. Over.
Roger, it's
okay, pitch 170, yaw plus 55, add over. Apollo 14, this is Houston, your go for the docking.
Roger, we got you.
Yeah, how about that? captured.
Beautiful, normal docking. Beautiful. A big sigh of relief being breathed around here.
All over the world there is.
You ought to try it from up here.
This world and out of this world, too.
Let me clean up over here and I'll be with you.
And Terry Houston, when you have a moment, go to Poo and Data for us, and we've got an uplink for you.
Good.
Okay, you have it, Houston.
Thank you.
Houston, are you going to give me lift and command module weight?
Ed, this is Houston. Understand you want the command module weight now?
Whatever you have, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, CSM is 34727, and LEM is 5103. Over.
Understood. 5103 34727.
That's correct, Ed. And Kitty Hawk Houston, when you get through with what you're doing there, Stu, I do have a SEP pad for you.
Okay, 34727, thank you.
LEM 5103.
Okay, and 05103.
Roger out. And Terry Houston, I have a LEM Impact P30 pad for you when you're free.
Roger. Give me 5 seconds.
Okay, and Terry's, I'm going to be off the air for about 3 minutes here.
Okay, Steve. Bruce, go on your P-30 pad.
Say again, Ed.
I'm ready to copy, P-30 pad.
Okay, P-30. Purpose, goodbye limb. TIG, 147-54-1890. Noun 81, minus 01-820. Plus 00390. Plus all balls. HA and HP are NA. Delta VR 01861. 115-012-176. Minus 01819. Plus 00390. Minus 00060. Read back, over.
Roger. Impact P-30 pad. 147-54-1890. Minus 01820. Plus 00390. Plus all zeros. HAHPNA. 01861-115-012-176 minus 01819 plus 00390 minus 00060 is the path.
Roger, and you've already got the lemoid.
That's firm.
Okay, Ed, if you would, we'd like a few words from you on the subject of the AGS. We've lost the AGS downlink telemetry and are sort of at a loss as to what its current status is. Could you spare a little time for that?
Raj, it performed beautifully up until the time you asked me to check circuit breakers. I looked and the circuit breakers are okay. I started to look at it for a backup braking gate about that time and found I could not access it. Furthermore, the ball, the AGS ball, is still at 150 degrees pitch, zero yaw, zero roll, and has been for some time. And I have no warnings. All the circuit breakers are in, but I cannot access it to get a self-test.
When was the last time you tried to access it, Ed? Successfully.
Well, just now. Shortly before we hit the braking gates.
Roger. Ed, this is Houston. We'd like you to, on panel 16, cycle the ASA and AE circuit AEA circuit breakers, if you would, please.
Okay, they're cycled. In further answer to that last question, Bruce, it was somewhere around AOS, but I don't remember exactly where.
All right, that's close enough.
Good enough. I abandoned the AGS and started setting up cameras for the docking about that point.
Okay, Ed, and if you didn't see any change, we'd like you to take the AGS operate switch, or the AGS status switch, and cycle it from operate to standby and back to operate. And if that doesn't do any good on panel 11, we'd like to close the commander's AEA circuit breaker, over.
Okay, that hasn't done any good. We'll try the other one.
Okay, I'm back.
That doesn't seem to help either, Bruce.
Okay, which one was that?
Any of them. I have put in the commander circuit breaker and still have not gotten anywhere with it.
Okay, let's skip the ags and leave it in its present situation. And I've got a few items I'd like to read off for return over and above the nominal return items. Ed, this is Houston. I'd like to read you up some extra return items if you got a piece of paper around.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, item number one, the 100-foot tether. Over.
Okay, we got that one.
Number two, the LEC waist tether combination. Over.
Okay.
Number three, 30-foot tie-down webbing. Over.
Okay.
Item number four.
Okay, I'm cracking the hatch valve.
We would like to bring back the commander's Hasselblad. And I recommend that that go in the ISA. If you want to bring back the LMP Hasselblad, also that could go in B1. But we need the commander's Hasselblad. Over.
We thought about bringing them both back, but since you said that too, we left one on the surface, but you'll have the CDRs.
Roger, we copy. Item number five, we want both of the LMP's EVA gloves. Over.
Okay, they're aboard.
And, of course, we're going to bring back the docking probe. Now, the stowage, the first three items, the tethers and the webbing, can go in the temporary stowage bags in the command module. The Hasselblad in the ISA, which is normal. And your gloves can go in the PGA bag and probe underneath the right-hand couch in the temporary stowage location.
Okay, we've already stowed most of this stuff, Bruce. The tether, the 100-foot tether's already in the ISA. The LEC waist tethers could go in a TSB, and so could the 30-foot tie-down webbing. The commander's Hasselblad we could put in the ISA. The EVA gloves are already in the ISA.
Okay, stand by, please. Ed, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
We'd like to get the tethers, especially the 100-foot tether, out of the ISA because you're going to be bagging the ISA in a contamination bag, and we plan on using the 100-foot tether, the LEC waist tether, and the 30 feet of tie-down for securing the docking probe for reentry. So, we'd like to, if you can do it without impact, we'd like to get that stuff out before you put the ISA in a contamination bag. All the other stowage is okay. Over.
Okay, we'll see what we could do.
Roger. Houston, are you back on the line, over?
That's affirmative.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt, but whenever you're free, I've got your SEP pad.
Okay, well, I take it now. I'm waiting for a hatch check here.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Let her rip.
Okay, CSM SEP, RCS, TIG 146300000, now in 81, minus 00010. Y and Z are all zips. Roll 301-355-348. Rest of the pad is NA. Remarks, LEM jettison time, 146-2500. And they're all pitching you off for LEM jettison, or the same as for SEP, over.
Okay, SEP pad, 146300000. Delta VX minus 1.0. All zips. 301-355-348. Jettison 146250000301-355 and 348.
Roger.
Okay, Bruce, I'm ready to copy any pad you have for me.
Ed, this is Houston. I believe we're up to date already on you.
Okay. Misunderstood. I thought you had a call from me a minute ago.
Kitty Hawk, Houston, we'd like to get Poo and Accept, if that's convenient with you, and confirm the rotational hand controller power direct switches off, please.
Okay, you've got Poo and Accept and direct off.
Roger out.
Are the pressures equal to the tunnel yet?
That's affirmative. I'm about to drop the hatch. How dusty was it down there?
Oh, we don't have a lot of dust in here, but our suits are sure filthy.
Okay.
Kitty Hawk, Houston, computer's yours.
Okay.
Kitty Hawk, Houston, were you calling?
That's negative, Bruce.
Roger that.
Apollo 14, this is Houston, 12 minutes to LOS.
This is Apollo Control at 144 hours, 46 minutes. In about 7.5 minutes, we'll lose contact with the spacecraft as they go behind the moon on the 32nd revolution. For about the next hour or so, all three crewmen will be busily involved in getting a number of items cleaned and ready for transfer to the CSM, where they'll be stowed, such items as the cameras, rock boxes, helmets and gloves, and a number of items in the interim storage assembly. And they'll also be bringing back a clothesline tether arrangement used to haul items in and out of the LEM on the lunar surface. And we'll also stow the probe assembly in the command module. This probe assembly normally would be stowed in the LEM prior to LEM jettison, but it will be brought back so that engineers here on the ground get a chance to look at it and see if see what the problem was in those early docking attempts following translunar injection. The LEM jettison is scheduled to occur at about 146 hours, 24 minutes. About 4 minutes later, the CSM will perform a small separation maneuver. And at 147 hours, 53 minutes, the lunar module deorbit burn will be performed, This burn will be initiated by remote control from a command sent from the guidance officer's console here in the control center. Prior to leaving the LEM, Shepard and Mitchell will verify that it's set up in the proper configuration to maintain the desired attitude so that we can communicate with it to get those commands into its guidance system. And they'll also punch in the targeted burn information, which will be prepared by the flight dynamics officer and read up to them. We're now about 5 minutes, 45 seconds from loss of signal, and Flight Director Milton Windler is reviewing the status of both spacecraft with his flight controllers before we lose contact. Astronaut Pete Conrad, Apollo 12 commander, will meet with newsmen in the large auditorium in the MSC News Center at 3:30 p.m. today to discuss lunar surface operations on Apollo 14. At 144 hours, 50 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo 14, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Apollo 14, Houston, with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to LOS. Both vehicles are go on all systems. We'll see you on the other side, over.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now from both vehicles. We'll be reacquiring at 145 hours, 40 minutes. And at that time, the spacecraft Kitty Hawk will be on its 33rd revolution of the moon. At 144 hours, 55 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Control. Astronaut Charles A. Conrad is scheduled to meet with newsmen at this time in the main auditorium at the Manned Spacecraft Center News Center. We'll take down the release line at this time and record any conversations with the spacecraft when we reacquire in about 38 minutes, if that's necessary. At 145 hours, 3 minutes, this is Apollo Control.